Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly, and once again, you're very welcome to Poem of the Week, Near FM's year-long series promoting poetry. Each week, we will be celebrating poetry, both new and old, Irish and international, and published and unpublished work, alongside a significant date in our calendar. This week's poem is The Earth Does Not Starve Us, written and read now by Catherine Ann Cullen.
The earth does not starve us. It sets out its abundance innocently, as if each will take equal portion of the fruits liberal on its branches, the grains plentiful in the sun, the roots honeycombing the soil. The earth does not starve us. Strategy starves us. The blockade of the port, the fruit rotting outside the harbour, grain sprouting in the holes, people uprooted on the streets. The earth does not starve us. Science starves us. Someone else's science, modifying our plants so they no longer yield seeds to save for spring, become commodities we must buy each year. The earth does not starve us. Discrimination starves us. Those who control our borders, capricious on what we are allowed. Yes to cinnamon, chamomile, tinned vegetables. No to cardamom, coriander, tinned fruit. The earth does not starve us. Policy starves us. The scorched earth plan, or the targeting of our cattle that leaves the farmer in his smoking field, his cows toppled sideways on the shocked grass. The earth does not starve us. Entitlement starves us, for we could survive a failed crop if those who ruled us did not export all else we harvested. The earth does not starve us. Conditions starve us. Those who offer to feed us in return for value or values, for religion or regulation. Those who will feed us only if our arms are thin enough. Those who exchange their aid for the fishing rights that leave our nets gaping. We do not blame the earth. Other people starve us, while the earth lays out its abundance under the borderless sky. The earth does not starve us.
The Earth Does Not Starve Us by Catherine Ann Cullen there. Wonderfully read, and I always say it's beautiful to have a poem read by the author itself. It always adds so much more. So Catherine, thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Morgan.
Catherine, tell us, what were the things that you were thinking about when you were writing that poem?
Well, I knew it was going out around the time of World Hunger Day, and so I was very much thinking about the causes of hunger and poverty in the world. Mostly at the moment, but also they reflect historically as well. So, for instance, the idea that a crop failure would cause a famine, obviously that would have a strong resonance with Irish people, because that's generally the way the famine is thought of. But that also at the same time, corn was being exported from Ireland to England and to other countries at the time. But this is also reflected in more recently in the Ethiopian famine, where even though people were starving in towns around the capital, Addis Ababa. Crops and corn was still being sent to Addis Ababa and sold off to the highest bidder. So, you know, there is enough food there in a way that I suppose that was one of my points of my poem, that there is enough food in the world always. But politically and policy wise and strategy wise, it doesn't always get to be shared.
That's one of the things I really wanted to talk about with the poem, is it's so international in its outlook. And I suppose, I mean, if you go on, we're commemorating World Hunger Day, the 28th of May. I mean, if you read some of the statistics, they're really harrowing. 800 million people, I think, around the world suffer from lack of food. And each stanza you really deal with, I mean, you can almost pick specific instances around the world of the events that you're dealing with, whether it's in the Middle East, whether it's in our own native Ireland, whether it's in Ethiopia, as you just mentioned. It is very international in its outlook. Was that something you definitely wanted to include?
I suppose I was thinking of lots of specific incidences. My husband is a journalist, Harry Brown, and some years ago he did a very in-depth study of fisheries around the world for a long piece, I think in the Dublin Review. And he was looking at how aid was exchanged in some West African countries by the EU for fishing rights. So and then these massive, big, you know, industrial sized trawlers came out and fished in the waters of Western Africa and really left nothing for the traditional fishermen there, for the traditional net fishing and the traditional rod fishing. And I mean, that really is terrible. And I mean, the fishermen were saying to my husband, you know, tell them we don't want the aid, just give us back our fishing rights. And I think, you know, those people don't really, I think, understand what happens when aid is given. Sometimes it's not just you know, benevolence. There are always conditions attached, and I think that's an awful thing, you know.
I wanted to ask you about, because we're very lucky, you've actually written this poem for this series, Poem of the Week series, which we're delighted with. But I wanted to ask you about that question of commissions. Is it a difficult framework to work within?
I'm actually quite used to commissions and I do enjoy them. I mean, I think we have to remember that poets in Ireland come from a bardic tradition where commissions were your bread and butter. I mean, really, you were writing about, you were a patron of, or you were, your benefactor was, you know, one of the lords or one of the chieftains, and you had to write about their family events and their great victories and all that kind of thing. And I think, you know, even today, like poet laureates and that kind of thing might have to write about the coronation or the birth of a new royal baby. Thank God I don't have to do that kind of thing. So I might draw the line there. But I like to have a theme to think about. You know, I think, you know, when you go to a writing group or you do creative writing workshops, I mean, you often get a theme to work on. It's not that unusual. It's not that rare to have to be asked to write about a specific thing. And I work a lot with children. I mean, I'm writer in residence at the moment in a school in East Wall, St. Joseph's, the only school in East Wall in Dublin, in fact, primary school there. And every week I say to the children, I'm not going to give you homework, but I want you to give me homework, which they really love that idea. And so, and they, when I come into the class every week, the first thing they say is, did you do your homework, Catherine? Yeah. And I think that's fantastic. And it gives them a real interest because they have ownership of the theme themselves.
Yeah, wonderful.
And so, you know, last week I had a poem about dresses. And then because the boys in the class thought maybe that was a bit girly, so this week I have to write a poem about football. Not my strongest subject, but I'll do something.
Is that one you're sweating over?
I'm not sweating too bad. I was watching the Ireland-Wales game and the tackle. I think I may have to do something about tackling or something like that.
Oh yeah, no, that's a lovely segue into it. Yeah.
So so I'll tackle the subject as it comes along.
So I'd like to ask you about your own poetry now. I know your first collection was published in 2007. Am I right?
That's right, A Bone in My Throat, published by Doghouse in Kerry.
And then your second collection wasn't until 2013.
Yes, that's Strange Familiar, which was also published by Doghouse. And it was the very last collection, unfortunately, published by Doghouse. And like many small publishers, and excellent publishers they were too, with wonderful poets, they closed down very, very soon after that collection was published.
But you've recently migrated to Daedalus Press and you've got a new collection coming out now.
Yes, well, I'm very lucky that I was taken under the Daedalus Press wing by Pat Bourne, who's a fantastic editor. And I mean, Daedalus are one of the major publishers here and hopefully will survive the vicissitudes of life. In October, November 2016, my third collection, which is actually a new and selected poetry, came out. It's called The Other Now. It comes from a phrase my daughter had when she was small, which was about 2.5, when she said... She had two sweets and a friend gave her two sweets and she put one of them in her pocket and started eating the other one. She said to my friend, I'm going to eat this one now. And my friend said to her, and what are you going to do with the other one? And she said, I'm going to keep that for the other now. And I just thought that was a wonderful phrase. And, you know, it sort of, to me, kind of was the idea of the gap between life and art and the gap between the way we think and the way children think as well, because everything is so immediate to children. They weren't able to really conceive of the future. They were just able to conceive of another now. And I thought that was a wonderful idea. So that became a poem and it also became the title poem of my collection.
A wonderful title. Catherine, just want to thank you again for coming in. It's been a pleasure to talk to you and a pleasure to hear that lovely poem written for the Poem of the Week series.
It's always a pleasure to be here on Near FM. Thank you, Morgan.
And finally, just a final congratulations. I know you completed a PhD quite recently, so congratulations on that as well.
Thank you.
We can't forget that while this series celebrates poetry, we're also using poetry as a medium to celebrate important dates in our calendar. World Hunger Day is an initiative by the Hunger Project. Started in 2011, it aims to celebrate sustainable solutions to hunger and poverty. More than 795 million people in the world do not have enough food, while 60% of the world's hungry are women. 98% of the world's undernourished live in developing countries. Hunger kills more than AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis combined. To find out what you can do, go to worldhunger.org for more information. Catherine Ann Cullen was born in Drogheda, County Louth, and has published two volumes of poetry, A Bone in My Throat and Strange Familiar. Her new collection, The Other Now, is available now and is published by Daedalus Press. That's it from us for this week. A big thank you to this week's contributor, our production team and everyone at Near FM, and also to Paula Meehan for her advice and support on this series. Join us next time for Poem of the Week. Good luck and God bless.
Nearcast.
Nearcast, your community podcast network. Listen to podcasts about society, people, poetry, board games, and many other topics. Subscribe to a program today. Learn more at nearcast.ie and find out how you can get involved.